You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. West Bengal-based Jupiter Wagons on Wednesday announced that its board of directors have approved the acquisition of 94.25% stake in Bona Trans India Private Limited for a cash consideration of Rs. 271 crore. We wish to inform that the board of directors of the company, at its meeting held today, that is 20th March 2024, has considered and approved the acquisition of Bona Trans India Private Limited, which shall eventually become the subsidiary company upon completion of acquisition, the company said in a regulatory filing. The indicative time period for completion of the acquisition, it said, is 30 days. The acquisition is aimed at meeting the captive requirement of the Jupiter Wagons Limited and to cater evolving demand in the domestic and export market. Jupiter Wagon manufactures all types of railway wagons and accessories. Meanwhile, Truecaller, the Swedish caller identification app, has rolled out an update for its premium subscribers on the Android platform. This update empowers users to block all incoming calls that are not from approved contacts or identified as spam by its artificial intelligence technology. With the latest Max update, even calls not listed in Truecaller's database are automatically blocked if recognized as spam, as reported by TechCrunch. Previously, the app relied solely on its database for blocking or implementing restrictive measures. In a bid to improve its filtering capabilities and attract more premium subscribers, Truecaller aims to address the growing nuisance of spam calls and scams. The premium subscription, starting at ₹75 per month or ₹529 per year in India, offers enhanced features including spam call blocking. In another development, Radisson Hotel Group on Wednesday announced that it has appointed Nikhil Sharma as the Managing Director and Area Senior Vice President of South Asia, effective April 1, 2024. In his new role, Nikhil Sharma will lead Radisson Hotel Group's operation in South Asia region, which boasts over 165 hotels in operation and development. He brings a wealth of experience and will play a pivotal role in strengthening the group's leadership in the Indian market, nurturing relationships with its valued partners, driving revenue growth and ensuring operational excellence, the company said. Nikhil Sharma will join Radisson Hotel Group from Wyndham Hotel and Resorts, where he served as Marketing Manager Director, Eurasia, overseeing business development, operations, new openings and sales and marketing. Now news related to blockchain. Zeev, a blockchain infrastructure as a service platform, has launched a tool called TraceEye for indexing of blockchain ledger and smart contract data. According to an official release, TraceEye will support blockchain protocols, app chains and rollups with indexer nodes for developers and businesses to spend less time managing self-hosted infrastructure, while data indexing protocols such as the Graph Network and SubQuery. Reportedly, TraceEye can cater to blockchain ecosystems such as EVM, Substrate and Cosmos SDK chains through these offerings including app chains and rollups. It's believed that public networks such as Ethereum, Polygon, BSC, Gnosis, Phantom, Optimism, Avalanche, Arbitrum, among others, have default support from TraceEye. In a separate development, in an effort to solidify its presence in the Indian aviation sector, Akasa Air has entered into a 15-year-old long-term partnership with Canadian aerospace company CAE. The collaboration entails CAE providing Boeing 737 MAX training for Akasa Air's pilots at advanced facilities within India. According to the release issued on Tuesday, Akasa Air will leverage CAE's training facilities, trainers and latest-generation full-flight simulators for a significant amount of time. The move underscores CAE's commitment to supporting Akasa Air's growth trajectory and ensuring the highest standards of pilot training. CAE has been instrumental in training Akasa Air's pilots since its inception in 2022. CAE is in alignment with the airline's vision for excellence in aviation operations. Now news related to MG Motor India. SAIC Motor and JSW Group have announced the business roadmap for their new strategic joint venture, JSW MG Motor India. The new joint venture will capitalize on the significant opportunities emerging in the fast-evolving Indian automotive sector. JSW MG Motor India is committed to bringing in the best of innovation across its business operations, introducing world-class technology, strengthening the manufacturing landscape, generating significant employment opportunities, and offering smart and sustainable products focused on customer centricity. The business roadmap for the company focuses on extensive localization and development of a robust automotive ecosystem across the country. The benchmark equity indices closed in positive territory on March 20th. The NSE Nifty 50 closed 22 points or 0.10% higher to settle at 21,839.10. while the BSE Sensex advanced 90 points or 0.12% to finish at 72,100. However, the broader indices closed in the red, with mid-cap stocks closing in negative. Nifty mid-cap lost 0.01% to close at 45,919.90. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express to stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.